Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson, and I am a hypnotherapist, timeline coach, dream sculptor, published author, and tonight I want to talk about trusting my spirit. Something I'm really opening up to as I speak this, but what it is, how do we try to trust what we know, but it lets us down? It keeps us really stuck in the same place, and we never really move beyond it. You know what I'm saying? And do you understand what I'm saying? We stay the same. We try to think, we try to know, we try to do everything. But here's the thing. It's our invisible, our intrinsic value of our own visionary audacity livening up everyday life. How are we afraid to see the world expand in front of us? And how do we think the world is set in motion and goes da-da-da-da-da, and it doesn't? It just does what it does. So as I open up to understand this, that the spirit and there's a bigger force in the world, it opens me up to understand that life is going to show me a better value for my way of life. But what am I afraid to see in life? That is my question. What am I afraid to see, and what am I afraid to do, and how am I afraid to enjoy life? How am I think everything that happens is has to be a struggle? And we always just keep up the struggle rather than the new. And that's something I've done, is kept up the struggle all my life without even realizing I was doing it. So as I move forward thinking about life, but I'm afraid to feel life and feel and trust the invisible inspirations within me, how do I think it always has to be on the physical world and never on the internal world? That is something I'm opening up to. I've got a long ways to go, but I'm willing to dance with it. And that's the thing. We try to know our way rather than dance with the challenge of the mysterious, the mistress of the challenge. The mistress or whatever, but it's really about us opening up to the inner self and the values of ourself, rather than being stuck in yesterday, trying to stay the same, being in the muckety muck of yesterday. So as I feel the freedoms within me, I open up to a new genre of my inner gist, sensing that life is going to expand for me rather than against me. So as I move forward and I start feeling this and expanding of it, I really open up to the newness of myself. And where is the newness within me? It's in the spirit. The spirit is new, and the spirit is of the now. And the spirit ain't some far off thing. It's something that's alive and within us right now that we really enjoy and expand of. But when we try to live our life within the history of ourselves, how do we live in the history of ourselves? Rather than the spirit is seeing the paths, enlightened, robust, internal tenacity to see that the inspirations of life are in the unknown and of many things. So the day I walk of life rather than being stuck in life. So where am I stuck in life, and where am I afraid to move forward? Well, I'm stuck in life because I try to think life. And I really try to relive the movies of life. And that is something we do. We relive the movies of life because we understand the pain, So that's why we stay in the pain and in the inane ineptness of ourselves, because we understand the rules in that game. The thing we've never been taught is the rules of success. We've always been taught the negative of life, and we have to stay stuck in what everybody else has told us. See, the spirit sees prosperity, invigorating, rich, internal, transcending lure. But it's the splendor of ourselves that opens us up. But it's not that. It's the spirit that is the invisible of ourselves and the grandeur of ourselves. So as I move forward and think about life, I stop the muck of life. So I allow myself the expansion of life through the newness of life. But I stop being stuck in having to know my way through life. Where has everything goes in life? But we really stop. We start winding ourselves down because we don't want to drown in new. We want to stay stuck in yesterday. Yesterday will always be what it is. It'll never be the new of what it is. It'll be what it was yesterday. So as I start to walk and I see the transcending tenacity of myself, I realize life will forever unwind the divine within me. But it's me being willing to see the spiritual savvy of myself. It's trusting my innate talents and not somebody else's stuff they tell me. And that is what we become locked and blocked. We're always waiting for somebody to take us forward because we don't know what's going to happen internally, because something's going to happen, whether we like it or not, internally. So to stop everything, I stop being caught up in the memorized demise of myself, despising of myself. And we do memorize that. So as I walk forward and see the world, I stop being stuck in the mockery of yesterday. So where do we become unsavory and unsettled in our own life? And that is something we really, really do and where do we stay in our life that we're really, really, really we're really dissolving ourselves, and we really stay out of ourselves, away from ourselves, because when you start going into yourself and into the spirit, you have to look in the mirror of life, and that is where we become really stuck with what we have going on. And that is what happens to me. And that's what happens to all of us when we really get into it and we really stop being tormented by ourselves. So where do we feel ourselves being led astray by our own thoughts and our own thing? That's the only thing that can take us away, is our own selves. And that is something I've always done. And that's where I always really become. Really, I really become disjointed with myself, because it's really wanting to know, but the spirit is showing me a better way and I'm afraid to see it. Where do you see that in your life? Where do you feel that in your life? Because I never know where my wisdom and innovation will take me, but I always know where my knowing will take me, so it's in my comfort zone. But the spirit sees everything, senses everything, senses pace setter ingenuity, realizing internal tenacity, to intestinal fortitude to move forward. But how do we stay where we're at? Because it's easier to stay than to fly. But, you know, we try to live in the lies of society because we try to stay really close to the stuff of society because it's easy. And that's where I stay in life. I know I do. I catch myself doing it. But yet, I try to do the right thing, and that never, ever goes forward. Because when I start doing this, I stop seeing myself moving forward. Because the spirit is always in motion. Where do we stop? Where does all this keep us going? But the spirit within us will sense the power internally. We'll sense the power innocently, realizing imaginative temerity, because we are a rarity, and we really embellish our Hellraiser's haunts, because we are to expand your life is to live beyond everything we know, stuck in yesterday. But the spirit of ourselves is the heart and the soul and all of our gut gumption, all intertwining to unwind the mask, our despising self, our delusions. But it's really about allowing the wisdom of who we are to move forward. It's sensing the power, invigorating, robust, innovative tenacity or trendsetter lure, whatever you want to use, but it's about getting beyond everything we know, and that's where we will really forever stand and will never be bland, because life forever lets us expand of life. So as I see this and I sense this, I allow myself the gall to experience it all. It's having the gall to experience, not the bestow me in my knowing or what I think I understand. So as I move forward with the spirit leading me and understanding I'm a visible spirit rather than a human being, I had to teach myself to be human. The spirit is of the now, and it avows the wow of who we are. It's the winner's optimism within us. And that is where the songs of wind begin, because we are the winners of our life as we say this. So as I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, published author. My books are available at Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And my books are available at HowDidITeachMyselfFear.com and my website at mycowboywisdom.com. And with that, I'm going to say good night, and we will see you Wednesday night. Thank you and good night.